Well, good morning, and thank you for the invitation to speak. It's fantastic to be here today. This meeting is highly relevant for us as we form the Unconnected.org, which is a UK digital inclusion charity, specifically around the SDGs. And we have grown to the size we are today based primarily on the many partnerships that we have formed. When we initially thought about how we could best impact the SDGs, it became apparent to us that by extending connectivity to those that don't have it, we could address, or partially address, nearly all the SDGs. It also combined with our career backgrounds of working in telecom. Of course, as we all know, it's not as simple as just connecting people, but ultimately, connectivity does have the power to deliver a much more equitable global society. At Unconnected.org, we focused on four key areas where we believe we can make the biggest difference: delivering self-sustaining projects for refugees, education, women, and underserved communities. I want to highlight the delivery element here, as we're very much an organization that delivers a growing number of impactful projects. Now, refugees are a great example of the general failure to address an ever-evolving world. When the Ukraine crisis started, we tried to work with the major NGOs, all names that you would instantly recognize, trying to get them to understand that a connected device for those fleeing the Ukraine would be their most valuable tool. No NGO was interested. They wanted us to donate coats, shoes, and canned food. We didn't see it that way, so we ended up going out to the border ourselves, working with partners on the ground, distributing free SIM cards, but also battery chargers, power cables, power banks, anything that would keep people connected. And whilst being an incredibly humbling experience, we witnessed nearly everybody bypassing the NGO tents with coats, shoes, and canned foods, coming straight to us. They needed their phones to work. This was the tool they valued the most. And while their gratitude was immense, it was fantastic to be a part of. But what it highlights is that 21st century disasters do not require 20th century solutions. Education is where we believe we can make the biggest difference. And I'll pass over to Paul to explain how we work there.
Thank you, Ben. The work that many of you are involved with at national, regional, and global level is critical if we are to respond to the urgent issue of digital poverty in good time.